we're working on two different on two different let's say how do you say frentes de trabajo. We're seeing it from two different perspectives. One of them is that Colombia, by its own, by itself, it has a very well developed contact center and BPO industry to work nearshoring for the United States. We are facing difficulties as a country in terms of bilingual people, because we don't have people that speak neither Portuguese neither English. I mean, not enough. You will find people that speak English, but generally they're high income social, you know, class. So they don't want to be working at a contact center unless they're students, you know, for a couple of years while they pay for their their university. So the turnover is high, the class is not so competitive, and it only you can find bilingual people only in Barranquilla, let's say the coast, and some other small cities, but it is not a huge labor that you can actually have as they do in Central America, because if you go to Costa Rica, maybe Panama, they have more population that are really bilingual. But we're working on that in terms of bilingual. So the nearshoring strategy that we're working is offering nearshoring services for Latin customer companies in the United States.
Okay.
So we can get to the United States and say, hey, you need Latin people that speaks to Latin people in terms of the Spanish population, which is huge in the United States. And I've seen some cases work very well in that, because we have a lot of Spanish speakers and not so many English speakers. That's one of the things. Now, as an association, we're part of the ALOIC, which you have heard is the Alianza Latinoamericana for the customer interaction organizations. So we share practices, we share a lot of initiatives, but we have not been able, and we have not proposed either, to actually make an alliance in terms of nearshoring. We have actually, I think, we compete because we are on the same timeline.
Yeah,
we have the same. We're in the same time zone with Costa Rica and Guatemala. What we are actually offering is a much more stable in terms environment in terms of communications. For example. A much larger population, because Colombia is much larger than Costa Rica, and more competitive costs right now because of our dollar rate. Our exchange rate is far more competitive than Costa Rica and Panama. And Costa Rica and Panama are very small countries, so they're very mature now, and they're facing serious trouble, you know, to actually bring population to work with them. So they have these huge facilities, they're empty because they just cannot get the people to work for them. So that's basically the way I see the nearshoring from Costa Rica and Central America. I think Colombia has a very good standpoint to compete. Majorly, you will see that strategy, especially on larger contact centers that can also provide a good service to the American companies, because the smaller ones, they may have the wish, but they don't have the capabilities.